What does one talk about on the last day of the year? You know, I think about 2016 and all the changes that have happened with my job and my family and just living life, as it were. And, you know, I've tried so hard to reconcile what's happened this past year with the presidential election and the whole episode of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and just where we find ourselves as a country. And some days I feel really dark and angry and frustrated. And then some days I feel worse. I mean, it's kind of sad that my highs have been really low. And it's a lot of things, but it's just really my disappointment with America. You know, just, you know that your country isn't perfect. You know people aren't perfect. And still, you just don't think that things are as bad as they really are. It's hard to pinpoint just where my discontentment lies, but in general, it's just the way this country, just the way the people of this country are. We are just so disconnected from each other and so disconnected from our realities. It's like I live in this world and I'm mingling and talking and moving around within the confines, but I don't know if I'm actually making any contact, any connection, because what I know and what I experience, it doesn't mesh. It just doesn't make sense. And it's, at first it was disconcerting, but now it's just, it's leaving me feeling as if what I've known or suspected has just never been even remotely true. Who we are as people in this country, the innate goodness that, you know, we're told is there, I don't know about that. I really don't know if it's there enough to make a difference in the social conditions that create the reality that we know, that we live. So 2016 is, it's just not been a very edifying year. I mean, there's a lot to be grateful for, and I am. But there's a lot that is just very disappointing. Because when you live your life a certain way, you maintain a vigilance about what you represent. And in maintaining that vigil, you look for semblances of windows that you can open up anytime you want to just bring other people into that reality and to create different and ever more enriching opportunities within that reality so that you can carry it forward, so that you could create something that's sustaining. And I don't know if that's possible at this juncture. I don't know if it's probable. Anything is possible. I do believe that. And that's kind of like the only saving grace that there is right now. And that is hope. And the belief that this too shall pass. Because right now, I'm a bit floored. I have been knocked back on my heels. I clearly admit that, but I haven't given up. I will never give up. But I do like to be realistic about what is in front of me. And that has taken some time to clearly see what is in front of me, because for the longest time I rejected it. For the longest time throughout the duration of the 2016 election cycle, I rejected what was in front of me as a caricature, as some sort of funhouse mirror that just was a distortion of what was truly there. And then I come to find out that no, that wasn't a funhouse mirror. That was a reflection of something I just couldn't see before. But it's 2016. It's the last day of the year. And it's time to make a conscious choice on my part to see what is in front of me and to know that that image can change. That image can change based on my input and me reaching out and seeking out others who believe as I do, that life is cyclical. And good things always come back around. So I am going into 2017 with not as heavy a heart, and knowing that those windows of opportunity, they are not sealed shut. And so while I know Donald Trump is the president of the United States, there are windows of opportunity and there are pockets that we can all cling to and ride our way through this to a better day.